This year, about 750,000 teenagers will become pregnant. According to the Centers for Disease Control, teen pregnancy has risen 3% in 2005 to 2006. But these young people are more than just statistics. This week, YPress talks with local teens about teen pregnancy and their experiences. YPress reporter Pratik Sharon talks with an Indianapolis teen about what being a young mom really means.
The first thing you notice about Brittany Webb is her age. She's a 17-year-old high school student with a 2-year-old daughter. About one-third of girls in the United States become pregnant at least once by the age of 20. Brittany became pregnant at age 14. But despite her new role as a mother, she's a high school senior looking forward to college. I began my conversation with Brittany talking about the struggles of a teen parent and the emotions she felt when she found out she was pregnant.
The day I found out, that was scary. This is probably the most scariest day of my life. Let's see, it started out as I went to my friend's house, and she's like, okay, I got the test, and I took the test, and it showed up positive. I'm like, what? No, this can't be right. I'm only 14. So it kind of altered my teenage years a lot. I had it when I was 15, so I had to grow up fast. I didn't even start my sophomore year at school yet, so it was extremely hard for me to come back to school and, you know, get caught up on work, because in all my classes I either had F's or I's, which is incomplete. Yeah. Let's see, in the mornings we spend 2 hours together, and when I get out of school from 4 to 8 we're together. Around 8:30 she's in bed, and let's see, we say our good nights and everything, then I start on homework. The hardest part is raising her. I mean, I'm a teenager. Before I had her, I had plenty of friends, plenty. But after I had her, they couldn't understand that I'm a mother now. So I had to cut most of them loose. And my friends still, they don't understand that for me to make plans with them, I have to make plans and arrangements for her. You know, I have to alter my schedule to be with them. And they don't get that. It's so many steps that I have to take just to be with them. Me and my best friend, when we was little, we used to look at teenagers and be like, they're so dumb. How could you have a baby and you're a baby? But it's like, it's different when you're in their shoes, because you don't know what happened. Now we both have kids. Most of the kids in my freshman year that were pregnant, they dropped out. I'm the only one that actually stayed in school to my senior year. They're thinking it's just someone that's going to love them back, basically, because that's what I hear a lot from them. They think that it's just going to be wonderful, everything's going to be great. I said, no, that's not even the half of it. Don't get the teething part. They don't get that when a baby is sick, you have to be there to care for it. You can't give that baby back, you know, give it to a doctor. You have to keep it because it's yours. They think, because there's pregnant girls at my school now, they just think it's so cute. And they're thinking, just because they're 18, I'm grown, I can handle this, I could just get on welfare. No, is that all you want for yourself? I mean, you have to want more.